DC office market ends 2019 with whimper amid WeWork pause by BizNow.
For the first three quarters of 2019, co-working was really driving a lot of that demand, and with the news of WeWork's failed IPO, co-working growth really slowed across all companies, not just WeWork. Savills also recorded a decline in DC's leasing pace last quarter that it attributes in part to a co-working slowdown. JLL Senior Research Director Michael Hartnett also saw stagnant new demand for DC office space that he attributed to co-working providers hitting the brakes. Since 2015, co-working has driven 45% of DC's occupancy growth. That's a tremendous number, Hartnett said. What we've seen is a complete slowdown in that. They've reached 2.8% of DC's occupancy and I think it's capped at that, and we're beginning to see the leasing activity slow down. Hartnett also said the district's office market has been hurt by a lack of large companies moving into the city. JBG Smith's 271 KSF building at 1900 North Street, Northwest delivered with 73% occupancy, according to NKF. Courtesy of Newmark Knight Frank and NKF graph showing the rising vacancy rate in the Washington, D.C., office market. These deliveries contributed to a rise in D.C.'s vacancy rate from 13.7% in Q4 to 14.2% at year-end, according to NKF. It was a slower quarter for leasing overall, and when you add in the deliveries, it's a pretty significant uptick in the vacancy rate, Schneider said. CBRE also recorded rising office vacancy in Q4, with the district's vacancy rate reaching an all-time high of 13.9%. The firm found DC experienced negative absorption of 17 KSF during Q4. The vacancy rate is the highest on record for DC, largely due to a large building that delivered 100% vacant, CBRE senior manager Wei Xie said.